Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Ches. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, one who sees a multitude of Jews, 600,000 Jews, recites the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRazim, blessed are you, the Chacham of the Razim, the sage of the secrets, acknowledging that Kosh Baruch Hu knows everyone's secret thoughts. Number two, the Gemara elaborates on the importance of greeting a king, which we initially learned about in Daf Tes, relating the incident of Rav Sheshes, who was blind and was able to discern when the king passed by in his procession. So when the first two troops passed by, each was followed by a loud noise, and Rav Sheshes knew that the king was not yet approaching. But after the third troop passed by and it fell silent, he knew that the king was about to pass. And Rav Sheshes explained that he knew this from the Psukim in Malachim, describing how Eliyahu discerned Hashem's presence not in the midst of three loud noises, the great wind, an earthquake, and a fire, but rather when there was a still, thin sound, a cold demama daka. He said, since earthly royalty reflects heavenly royalty, there must be a similar chain of events when an earthly king appears and it grows silent. So point number one is we have the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRazim, the bracha that said when one sees a multitude of Jews, acknowledging the fact that Hashem knows everyone's secret thoughts. And point number two, how Rav Sheshes knew when the king was passing, when everything grew silent, learned from Eliyahu, who discerned Hashem's presence when there was a still, thin sound. And point number three, one who sees a friend after a lapse of 30 days recites the bracha of Shechianu, and if the lapse is 12 months, he says a Baruch Mechaye Mesim, blessed are you who resurrects the dead. All right, so let's do a review. Number one, one who sees a multitude of Jews, 600,000, recites the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRazim, acknowledging the Shem knows everyone's secret thoughts. Number two, we have the story of Rav Sheshes, who was able to discern when the king was passing by and everything grew silent, and he learned it from Eliyahu, who realized that Hashem was not in the presence of the great sounds, like the great wind and earthquake and fire, but when there was a still, thin sound, the kol demama daka. And Rav Sheshes said it's the same thing, just like what happens in Shemaim, happens down here with heavenly royalty. And finally, number three, when he sees a friend after a lapse of 30 days, recites the Shechianu, if the lapse is 12 months, he says a Baruch Mechaye Mesim, blessed are you Hashem who resurrects the dead. All right, so now we go to our simon. So we're in the Zichru Adar Choose a Simon contest. The vast majority of suggestions was, of course, Noach for Nun Ches. So we're going to go with Noach as a base of the idea for this. But in keeping with our policy here at Zichru, not to use direct biblical references, concepts. So we're going to use zookeeper. So Nun Ches will be a zookeeper. His name doesn't have to be Noach, but we have a zookeeper. Okay, here we go for our simon. The zookeeper greeted his friend the king, who he hadn't seen in 3 days, with a Shechianu, and over his procession of 600,000, a Baruch Chacham HaRazim, while everyone else stood still, silence. Once again, in slow motion. The zookeeper, reminding us we're on Daf Nun Ches, greeted his friend the king, who he hadn't seen in 30 days, with a Shechianu, because we're taught that one who sees a friend after a lapse of 30 days, says a Shechianu, if the lapse is 12 months or more, he'd say a Baruch Mechaye Mesim. So he hadn't seen in 3 days with a Shechianu, and over his procession of 600,000, a Baruch Chacham HaRazim, because we said one who sees a multitude of Jews, 600,000, recites the bracha Baruch Chacham HaRazim, acknowledging that Shem knows everyone's secret thoughts, while everyone else stood still in silence. Which reminds us of Sheshes, who taught the person who was testing him, when it came to the procession of the king, he knew the king would come by when everything fell silent. He learned from Eliyahu, who discerned Hashem's presence, not in the sound of the great wind or the earthquake or the fire, but rather when there's a kol demama daka, a still, thin sound. So once again, the zookeeper greeted his friend the king, who he hadn't seen in 30 days, with a Shechianu, and over his procession 600,000 with a Baruch Chacham HaRazim, where everyone else stood still in silence. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach hazara. Daf Nindal. So the simon for Nindal is noodles. So here we go. The caterer transporting spaghetti noodles, reminding us we're in Daf Nindal. The caterer is transporting spaghetti noodles across the desert Bench Gomel, which reminds the review to say in the name of Rav that four types of people must give thanks in Bench Gomel because they survived dangerous situations. One who travels across the sea, through the wilderness, recovers from an illness, or freed from prison. After finally delivering to the well-guarded Chasan and Kala, because he also said that three types of people need protection from Mazikin: a sick person because he's more vulnerable, and a Chasan and Kala because they evoke jealousy in the Mazikin, who are busy making brachas in the eight places where miracles had occurred. Because we're taught that a person is obligated to make a bracha in a place where miracles are performed for the masses, for the nation, but only an individual is obligated to make a bracha on a miracle performed for him alone. And then we have the list of the eight places where miracles occurred. We have the place of Yamsuf, where the Jordan was crossed, the crossing of Nachli Arnon, the canyons of Arnon, where the Amori were waiting in ambush when miraculously crushed in the mountains, at the stones of El Gavish, at the descent of Beis Horon, This were the hailstones that were suspended in midair for the sake of Moshe Rabbeinu, later came down for the sake of Yeshua when he defended Givon in the battle with the Amori, at the stone that Og, Melch, Bashan wanted to throw at the nation, at the stone that Moshe sat on during the war with Amalek, and the remains of Lot's wife, and at the wall of Yericho, which was swallowed. Daf Nun Hey. So the symbol for Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here we go. Rabbi Bezalel, reminding us, the Gemara talks about Bezalel's wisdom. He was called Bezalel because he lived in the shadow of Hashem, Bezalel Kel, as he knew the order in which Hashem had commanded the building of the Mishkan. First the Mishkan, then the Kelim, the vessels. Despite Moshe Rabbeinu changing the order and instructions to him, because Moshe Rabbeinu said first build the Kelim and then the Mishkan. He also knew how to join together the letters of the Torah in the same way they were combined to create Shemayim Arts, the heavens and the earth. So Rabbi Bezalel dreamt. That reminds us that the Duff talks about dreams. So Rabbi Bezalel dreamt that he planted a speed limit sign. That reminds us, the speed limit sign, 55, run, Duff Nun Hey. So Rabbi Bezalel dreamt that he planted a speed limit sign in the middle of the shul to remind the congregants that the key to long life is spending more time in tefillah. That reminds us that the Gemara analyzed the three actions which, when prolonged, prolong one's life, according to Rav Yehuda, which we learned on Nun Dalet on the base, spending a long time in tefillah, spending a long time at the table, because we afford poor people a greater chance to come and share in the meal, and spending a long time in the bathroom. And his congregants begged him to do Hatavas Chalom. So we learn a lot of things about dreams. A, a dream that has not been interpreted is like an unread letter. Two, one is troubled by a dream should have it remedied in the presence of three people, and the text of Hatavas Chalom is presented in the Gemara. And also, one who doesn't understand the meaning of his dream should stand before the Kohanim during Birkas Kohanim and recite a supplication aiming to finish it as the congregation responds Amen, so that his supplication will be affirmed together with Birchas Kohanim. We are accustomed to doing this during Musaf on Yantav. Daf Nun Vav. So the symbol for Nun Vav, we says a shusher and shul going nunu, nunu. Here we go. The shusher and shul was going bananas trying to nunu. That reminds us we're on Daf Nun Vav. The shusher and shul was going bananas trying to nunu the guy giving nightmares to the president about losing the election, which reminds us that the Gemara, to illustrate the idea that a person dreams about what he's thinking about of during the day that we weren't on Nun Hey on a base, the Gemara cites the incident of Caesar asking Rabbi Yeshua bar Rabbi Hananya what he would dream of that night. Rabbi Yeshua told him that he would dream of being pressed into service by the Persians in a degrading way. Caesar thought about the distressing vision all day and then dreamt of it at night. So the Shushan Shul was going bananas on Nunu, the guy giving nightmares to the president about losing the election, while the dream interpreter, that reminds us of Bar Hedya, because we have the story of Bar Hedya, the dream interpreter who gave positive interpretations to those who paid for his services and negative ones to those who didn't. So Abai and Rava shared these similar dreams and had them interpreted by Hedya. Since Abai paid, his dreams were always interpreted positively for good. Rava didn't pay and his dreams were interpreted for ill. So finally, Rava discovered in a book owned by Bar Hedya that dreams go according to the mouth, Kol Cholamos Holchin Achra Peh, meaning that according to the way they're interpreted. So Rava cursed him and Bar Hedya fled, eventually meeting a gruesome death at the hands of the Roman royal court. While the dream interpreter was telling the cheapskate he was going to fall into a well. The Gemara discusses the symbolic meaning of items appearing in a dream, and if one dreams of a well, Rav China says he will see peace. Rav Nassan says he will find Torah. And Rava says he will find life. Daf Nun Zayin. So the symbol for Nun Zayin is Pinocchio's nose. So here we go. Pinocchio's nose, reminding us we're on Daf Nun Zayin. Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriya Shema in his dream. Because the Gemara talks about dream visions that include elements of tefillah. So one responds, Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach in a dream is assured of being destined for Om Haba. One who recites Kriyishma in a dream is fit to have the Shekhinah dwell upon him, except that his generation doesn't merit to have that happen. And one who dreams of laying tefillin should anticipate growing in greatness. So Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriyishma in his dream, and then woke up with a pasuk in his mouth, because Ryokhana says that if one wakes up and a pasuk fell into his mouth, meaning immediately came to mind, it's a type of minor prophecy. So Pinocchio's nose began to grow and he claimed he was saying Kriya Shema in his dream and then woke up with a pasuk in his mouth until he was reminded wood burns in fire, which is the 60th part of Gehenna. Because the Gemara taught there are five things that are considered a 60th of something else. Eish, fire, is the 60th part of Gehenna. Honey is the 60th part of Man. Shabbos is the 60th part of Olam Haba. Sleep is the 60th part of death. And a dream is the 60th part of prophecy. All right, so now it's time for a pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one, where do we learn about Bar Hedya, the dream interpreter who interpreted Abai and Rava's dreams? That's on Duff. Nun Vav. Good. Number two. Where do you learn that you say Shechianu on a friend you haven't seen in 30 days? That's on Duff. Nun Ches. Good. Number three. Where do you learn about four people that have to bench Gomel and three people that require Shmira? That's on Duff. Nun Dalet. Good. Number four, where do you learn about people who dream of davening, saying certain feels like Kriya Shema in davening, and what the meaning of that is? That's on Daf. Nun Zion. Good. Number five, where do you learn about Hatavas Chalom? That's on Daf. Nun Hey. Great. Number six, where do you learn that fire is a 60th of Gehenim? That's on Daf. Nun Zion. Great. Number seven, where do you learn about the wisdom of Bezalel? That's on Daf. Nun Hey. Great. Number eight, where do we learn about the bracha Baruch Chachma Razim said when one sees a multitude of 600,000 Jews? That's on Daf. Nun Ches. Great. Number nine, where do we learn that you only make a bracha on light if it was lit for illumination? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. And last one, number 10, where do we learn about three things that prolong life, like davening for a longer amount of time? That's on Daf. Nun Hey. Great, that concludes our pop quiz. Just a reminder, today is Grand Pop Quiz Day and Mega Pop Quiz Day. A Mega Pop Quiz is whenever we cross a percentage mark and getting Shas down in Simanim, that'll be a Mega Pop Quiz. So we've now surpassed 2% of Shas in Simanim. So today's Mega Pop Quiz will cover the 54 blot that we've done to date. For those listening on all Daf, you can access the quizzes by going to the series menu and then clicking on Zichru Quizzes. It's a new feature within all Daf. You can get the quizzes there. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhoff from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.